Blog Talk Radio.
Shake for a shake. I'm throwing these Emirates in the sky. Spinning this Arthur Lummer. Make them piece the M-O-N-E-Y. I love my beaches. South beaches. Surfboard and high tide. I could just roll up cause I'm swole up. So that birthday cake is a cobra. Bugatti for real. I'm Cobra. The autobiography rover. Got the key to my city. It's over. No stops. Only in the color Cobra. I said rackets. Wretched. Hold up.
I said rackets. Wretched. Hold up.
I know you can't meditate. Yeah, my girl, you never seen it. Cause my tents by limousines. My touch say it's the Midas. We the plus, your man, the minus. My team blowing on that slam. Make you cough, cough, that's bronchitis. Put your hands up. It's a stick up, no more makeup. Get that ass on the floor, ladies. Put your lipstick up. Double entendre, double entendre. Why you hating? I get money, then I double up tundra.
I know who you came.
Pharrell here. How you guys doing tonight? Good weekend, man. Atwater, sticky, sticky track, man. If you guys made it out there, you know what I'm talking about, man. That turn, the Daytona turn, something else ripping through there. It's freaking good. That's all I can say. It was a good time. It was a good time. Everyone came out way pretty unscathed. A few incidents here and there, but that's what happens in racing. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about Atwater, man. Let's talk about the KPX 2017 season, because it is a wrap, man. It is over. Champions are crowned. Pretty much everyone knows what's up. We're going to have to go through all the champions. Maybe Wednesday we'll do the champions. We'll do KPX champions Wednesday, I believe. Maybe we'll wait till Fecko gets back. He's out of town. So, he's out hunting. Maybe we'll try to give him a call Wednesday and get a hunting report. Up in Montana, he's shooting all kinds of stuff. I don't know what he's shooting. He's just shooting. He's killing stuff. I love it. But let's hang out. We've got Rodney Revere calling in. He's going to tell us a little bit about his season this year. He had some ups and downs, too, just like everyone does. But that's what we do in racing. So hang out, be cool, and we'll just jam a few tunes. Oh, we've got Jesse Polito calling, and he won the Atwater Kid class, and this is the first season they allowed the kids in, so we're going to talk to him. He won at Atwater, and so we'll talk to him and his dad here in just a few. So about 8:15, we're going to hang out, and we'll talk to them, and then we've got Rodney coming on. And, man, if you want to tell us about your anything in your season, you know, your ups and downs, your good times, your bad times, give us a call, 929-477-1660, 929-477-1660. What's that number, Harrell? 929-477-1660. All right. Well, thanks for hanging out. This is Harrell. This is Hump Day with Harrell, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
Chillin' on the dirt road, laid back swerving.
like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights. It's got me reminiscing on the good times. I'm turning off a real life driving. That's right, I'm hitting Easy Street on mud tires.
Back in the day, Pop's Farm was a place to go. Load a truck up, hit the dirt road. Jump the barbed wire, spread the word. Light the bonfire and call the girls. King in the can and the Marlboro man. Jack and Jim were a few good men. Where you learn how to kiss and cuss and fight too. Better watch out for the boys in blue. And all this small town, he said, she said. Ain't it funny how rumors spread? Like I know something y'all don't know. Man, that talk is getting old. You better mind your business, man. Watch your mouth before I have to knock that loud mouth out. I'm tired of talking, man. Y'all ain't listening. Them old dirt roads is what y'all live.
I'm chilling on a dirt road. Laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights. It's got me reminiscing on the good times. I'm turning off a real life driving. That's right, I'm hitting Easy Street on the tires.
I sit back and think about them good old days. Way we were raising our southern ways, and we like cornbread and biscuits, and if it's broke around here, we fix it. I can take y'all where you need to go, down to my hood, back in them woods. We do it different around here, that's right, but we sure do it good, and we do it all night. So if you really want to know how it feels to get off the road, trucks and four wheels, jump on in, a man, tell your friends, we'll raise some hell with a blacktop in.
Chilling on a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the console. Memory laid up in the headlights. Got me reminiscing on the good times. Turning off a real life driving. That's right, I'm hitting Easy Street on the tires. That's right.
woke up early this morning around 4 a.m. with the moon shining bright as headlights on the interstate. I pulled the covers over my head and tried to catch some sleep, but thoughts of us kept keeping me awake. Ever since you found yourself in someone else's arms, I've been trying my best to get along, but that's okay, there's nothing left to say. But take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and take your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cat and leave my sweater, cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. Went out driving, trying to clear my head. I tried to sweep out all the ruins that my emotions left. I guess I'm feeling just a little tired of this, and all the baggage that seems to still exist. It seems the only blessing I have left to my name, not knowing what we could have been, what we should have been. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and take your reason, but you'll think of me. And take your cat and leave my sweater, we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I'll feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. Someday I'm gonna run across your mind, but don't worry, I'll be fine. I'm gonna be alright while you're sleeping with your pride, wishing I could hold you tight. I'll be over you and on with my life. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your cat and leave my sweater, cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I'll feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and all your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cat and my sweater, cause we got nothing left to weather. In fact, I'll feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. You'll think of me, yeah. And you're gonna think of me,
Montana, singing, Lord, I was born a rambling man. California.
What up? How we doing out there? Just like I promised, I told you guys, we're going to have one of the coolest kids around come on tonight. And it's Pops, too. Jesse Polito, how we doing tonight? Oh, let me get him on here. How's that? How we got doing tonight now?
We're doing good.
All right. So glad to have you guys on the show. It's been a while, man. We've had you guys on the show before, but in a minute. And, man, the first year of the kid cards, dude. It was awesome, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah,
man,
we're
did you
glad
have a good time?
Yeah, I started making friends my first year in kid cards.
Right. Good.
Yeah, it was good. I'm glad they were able to do that with the kid cards and let them join KPX. I think it's really good for the kids, you know?
For sure. I mean, just the friends that you make, you know what I mean? Like Jesse just said, I got to meet some friends, and that's what it's all about, you know? It blows my mind. I always say that these kids, they're like buddies doing this, doing that, playing video games, running around on their scooters, and they get on the track, and it's race time. It's on. And they get off the track, and they run back to their toys, and they go back to their scooters, and they start partying with each other again. It's just like, man, it's amazing. It really is how they can be such competitors but such friends, right?
Yeah, it seems like the parents are more concerned with the win than the kids, you know?
Right.
As soon as they jump in, they're straight to, they're playing football, riding scooters, like you said, and that's awesome.
Right. I know that your nephew had a little spill the week before there at Atwater, huh?
Yeah, he had a concussion. Doctor told him as long as he didn't have any issues within a week, that he was able to race, and, you know, he did really good. He was able to jump back in it. You know, we thought he might be a little shaken up and, you know, might not want to, you know, keep the pedal down. But, no, he did awesome.
Yeah, he didn't do bad in the race, dude. I was surprised to even really see him there after I heard about it. You know, I was like, that's why, you know, got a messenger to both you guys and go, hey, what happened? You know, I wanted to get it straight from you guys what happened, you know. But,
yeah, no. He's doing awesome now. He's doing great.
Right. And Jesse, man, you had a great race, dude. You got first place, huh?
Yeah, it was really it was kind of a competition between me and Sasha.
Gotcha. You look like you pretty much had that competition covered, though, bud. You were dialed. You had your cart working good. It was all thanks to your mechanic, huh?
Yeah.
You got the best mechanic ever, huh, buddy?
Yeah.
Well, at least maybe this week. I don't know about
That's for sure. How did you guys end up in the championship?
Overall, yeah, we ended up second place overall. Taryn Graves ended up taking first, so congrats to him. He did a great job this year.
Yeah, for sure. Kudos to, I mean, their whole family's awesome. You know what I mean? Mom, dad, grandpa, you know, I mean, they really are. They're awesome. And they're pretty faithful, too, just like you guys, you know. They're there. If there's racing,
there. They're good people, and that goes for all the kid car families out there and everybody else, right? But, yeah, it was great to meet them this year. And, you know, again, I'm glad that the kid cars were able to race with KPX this year. I mean, we wouldn't have met them without it, you know. A lot of people. We wouldn't have been out to Reno. We wouldn't have been out to Prairie City. We wouldn't have been out to Davis. We wouldn't have been out to a lot of these tracks, you know, without KPX.
Right.
And we went home. And
you guys go ahead.
We went to all the tracks in KPX. We went out there more than once. You know, the time you go to get ready, the time you,
right?
You know, just to get that practice time in, and then, you know, of course, race day. Yeah, it was awesome.
Right. I mean, I think that's a great thing for the track because everybody goes and practices. It's a chance for them to make a little money the weekend before, even, you know?
Right.
So, what's up with your guys' play for next year? What do you guys got planned? You guys already making plans? You ready for next season to start, Jesse?
Yeah. I haven't texted my cousin.
Yeah, he's been practicing with the junior one, you know what I mean, or his 206, and the more seat time, the better, right? So
mm-hmm.
I think we got some stuff worked, out with TC. Maybe we'll get some practice out there with him for a little bit with Ethan, right? With our nephew. So try to get something together with mm-hmm. some other guys that are in the class already and try to catch up, you know?
But you guys are in junior twos next year.
Junior one.
Wow.
We can't make the jump that fast, but yeah.
Ah, you guys would jump up there and school them too. You guys are awesome.
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
Well, I got a caller here. Let me just bring him on live. I'm bringing him on live. Hopefully it doesn't go bad. Hump Day with Harrell. You're live on the radio.
This is Mason Garwood.
Mason Garwood. Wow. Later. Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Good.
All right. Good
job,
all right.
Jesse. Thank you, Mason.
We missed you, Mason.
Yeah, we're missing you, buddy. What have you been up to, Mason Garwood? You been, how's your arm?
Good.
What happened to it?
Getting better? When did you get your caps off?
Next week.
Nice. Nice, buddy. Then you going to jump right on some BMXing again?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I heard a couple rumors. Maybe what?
Maybe
go-karting too?
Maybe go-karts too.
Nice, nice. I know that you guys had some good battles, huh, Jesse? You had some good battles with Mason?
Yeah.
Yeah? Is he fun to race with?
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, I know all your buddies are missing you, Mace. For sure. They're missing you. But we know that you're taking a little break, you know? We all take a little break. You'll be back out there.
Mm-hmm.
I heard rumors of you coming back, but I don't know. But tell us a little bit about your accident. What happened, bud?
I was on turn two on a BMX bike, and I quit someone's tire, and I fell on my arm super hard.
You clipped the back tire, huh, coming off the berm?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mason, that's the first time I ever seen you cry, dude. I've seen your cart on top of you. I've seen you skid on your head. I've seen some scary stuff, and I've never seen you cry. It scared me.
Okay.
It scared me when you cried. Yeah, it made me nervous.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah. Feels good now, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You'll be back in action, dude. Don't even worry. So, are you in, you're five now? Six? Are you six yet?
Yeah, I'm six.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
When's your birthday? You're going to be seven?
What?
You're going to be seven?
Yes.
That Papa Garwood I hear in the background. How you doing, Coach?
I'm here. I'm good.
He heard Jesse. We turned on the show, and he heard Jesse. I was like, you want to say hi to your buddy? And he's like, heck yeah. First time he'd ever want to talk on the phone on the show.
I'm so glad he did, man. That was a first,
yeah.
You know? That's good.
Heck yeah. Finally broke
the
ice.
How's that, man? We got senior on
good.
The phone with
two. Heck yeah. That was awesome, man. We're definitely keeping an eye on them. They've been, it was good to see them finally put it together and get their KPX win. I think they were supposed to win that one at Fresno and it slipped away, but they were working hard all year and finally got it done. Jesse.
All right. Yeah. Man, you know, Jesse, how's tuning those things up for you this year? I know that, a couple times I seen you were like getting frustrated, nothing was working, and then one day it seems those things work, and one thing they don't.
Man, more than once you probably see me frustrated, but
right.
Yeah, it's you know what? And a big thanks, to, you know, that thanks to Josh. Good thing you're on the phone right now. You know, And, you know, he's one of the reasons we even got into KPX and why we switched over to Honda, right? We were running the Comers. And I'll tell you what, man, running these Hondas for kid carts, you know, everybody likes the two-cycle stuff and everything. I mean, but it's really all about your setup with these motors and, you know what I mean, getting your lines down and all that. So I think it's a good move for the little guys, you know. It helps them a lot.
For real.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Well, and you get all the little fast little guys from each track, you know what I mean? So it's still are some of the fastest kids in California, you know what I mean? We're talking from each track, the fast kids go to KPX, you know? So it's like there's a lot of competition. How many kick carts were there? There was like 6 or 7, 8 of them even?
Yeah,
what was the biggest train you guys had this year?
I don't know.
I think it was like 11. Probably like 11.
Yeah, right.
With them all mixed together. You know, it was Dan worked hard to try to – like, we tried hard, man, to get the Honda going more. But I kind of understand why some guys didn't want to switch over right away. They have some pretty good money invested into their Comer program. But, you know, the Honda was just – it makes more sense, especially for what the class is. It's supposed to be directed at teaching the kids how to drive, you know, and not really worrying so much about tuning on carburetors and fouling plugs and doing all that kind of stuff, which might turn families away if they can't figure it out. So I think we had some problems with the Honda, but for the most part, they were pretty reliable if you kept up on the maintenance and stuff and just kept them clean, you know. But I don't know. I thought it was pretty good. It was the one thing that I did see was that motors were so similar that it kind of created the pack racing, you know what I mean, where it was like we worked our butts off to find speed so that we could try to get out and get away, but it's like it's just tough, you know. It's
right.
It was crazy.
Like
we saw some carnage.
Six, same thing.
What's that? Oh yeah, for sure. That was the thought behind it was like make it fair and make the kids have fun, but it was like, man, it's like almost like you want to kind of get them spread out a little bit, to be honest. So
right,
yeah.
Right. For sure,
yeah, but
for sure. It was amazing this weekend, the draft, man, how that worked. I've never really seen the draft working like that in karting. And, dude, if you weren't in the draft, you got left in the dust. I mean,
crazy.
It was like grabbing a gear.
Even for the kid karts, there's a point where Jess was behind Sasha. And I think they didn't quite break the track record, but you and Jesse got a little behind Sasha, and they went all the way back there through the sweeper. I mean, they hit their fastest lap time of the day. Even, I mean, if kid carts can draft, I mean, that was – I mean, Atwater's a fast track, you know. When you
how fast were they going on the Micron?
44.
Hold on, that's the fastest I've even seen.
Yeah, yeah, it was –
kids are going.
What's that?
Yeah, that was,
I think we're going 61 even in what someone went.
Holy crap.
Yeah, it's funny to say, but when him and Sasha hooked up, that was a fast lap. Yeah.
That's awesome.
That really is, man. It was amazing. I could say if you just got off a little off the draft, you weren't gaining on the straightaway. You know, you were getting pulled. I think that's what happened. Somehow in the seniors, fast kids got, you know, him and the Jets were going at it, and it was a Grossi in third, and he made up some time, though, and he was out of the draft, you know what I mean? So it can be done, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's funny, I talked to Jess last week about some personal stuff with finances and stuff like that, but he was like, man, that Vasquez definitely has the best motor in the field. They definitely got something figured out on the tuning on that thing.
Right. He's the VLR. I mean, it was close race, dude. It was a good race for championship. And it was good that it just went down to the wire, you know. I think Cole got taken out early in the race, and he was starting.
Well, that's
kind
of good, too, because it's like I heard some rumors of everyone, this and that. Cole's only doing it to help Jess. Well, you know, it came down to Jess got it done by himself, so there you go.
Right, right. Right, but I mean, I agree. Like, you know, it's just like any sport. You get team orders. You know what I mean? You know, you're going to go out there and you're going to help drive in. You know, I mean, it's the team thing. You know what I mean? I understand that, but you're right. I'm glad that it did come down to just, you know, mano y mano, bruh. You know what I'm saying? It was.
I mean,
good stuff.
It's like, no matter what. I mean, you could. It's just it's crazy. I mean, obviously, Cole and Jess are great drivers, but then you know it's like you had good drivers on each type of go-kart, so it's not that, you know, you would if Cole would have been up there, then Shaw would have been up pushing Vasquez and so on and so forth, so it didn't really matter. It is what it is, you know. It's to be, I mean, you're being fair. It's like there and it shit, it could have been a Tony Kart pushing a VLR or an Invader. It doesn't matter. Anybody could have changed an outcome, but just so happened to work out the way it did. And
Right. Good stuff. Jesse, how much weight are you going to have to put into Junior's cart?
about, I think it was close to 45 pounds.
45 pounds of weight, huh? I can't believe he is moving up to the J1s. He's just a pinner. He's just a little guy, man.
Yeah, we're gonna see what we do next year. Maybe race a couple clubs or I don't know, maybe just jump straight into KPX and see how it goes. I don't know if they're going to run that novice class or not next year.
They probably
I know
will.
Kind of,
I'm saying odds are they will.
Yeah, because they were a bit hesitant. I know in the beginning they said they were, and then they kind of changed it up, and then they ended up finishing off that way. But
it's a great thing.
Yeah.
Great thing.
Yeah,
I think that's huge. Sarah Baker won her first race. She was in the novice, and she won her first race at the KPX, you know, in the novice class.
Right.
So she got to stand on the top step. I was pretty stoked on that, too. That was cool.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, she did good.
I
was going to say the same thing about you. What happened? You want to let everybody know what happened? I know you kind of stepped out a little early.
Oh, man, I had a good weekend coming. I was kind of not feeling the greatest, so I missed a lot of Saturday practice. I didn't get there till late, and I only had a session and a couple laps, and I've never been there, so it took me a while to get the hang of that place, but I was kind of up to speed pretty quickly, and then in the I qualified 16th out of 20 because that's where I always qualify. I don't know what happens. I'll run these fast laps in practice and get the qualifying, and I'm a second off of my lap. I don't know what happens. I get too hyper or something. I don't know, but I just don't qualify well. But then there was a little episode, you know, in the heat, and something happened, something, and bam, there I was in 10th, you know, at the end of the heat. So I gained 6 positions there, and then in the main, we probably only did 5 or 6 or 7 laps, and we were mixing it up, man. We had a pretty good group. It was really, actually, really good fun racing. And I was still on the pace, and man, I just lost the chain. Coming out of that second to the last turn, it just
– Was it right, up,
I lost the
right up to the flagpole?
Yeah, like you go around the right-hander.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you come into the flag, you do that left-hander that, like, chops off. You're supposed to just floor it through. I don't know, understand how they do that. But come around there, and then that right-hander, and right there, I think it was that the next bumper on the right-hander. I came out of the right-hander and then hit the left side of the hump, and I think I just hit it a little too hard, and it flexed me out or something.
Yeah, it kicked off your chain.
Like, yeah, dude, that was the second time. That's what happened the first session on Saturday. I was bummed, man, because I was having a lot of fun. I mean, I got to say that I ended the season pretty well. You know, I mean, I don't mind leaving on that note because I was, you know, wasn't way off the pace. I was driving good, you know, I was. So I take that as a win. You know what I mean? I had fun. I take that as a win. And we'll look forward to next year. I got one more race in Prairie City, and there I'm running second in the championship. And Davis, I got fourth, I believe, in the championship this year. And I had a rough season with the cart, had some issues, and I think I finally got figured out towards the end, and I started doing good again, you know, driving where I should be driving. So it was a frustrating year for me, actually, because I was expecting a lot more out of myself, and I just had some cart issues, you know, some brake issues, and man, it was frustrating. I was racing around the back of the pack, you know, more than twice. And, you know, at Davis, that's not where I'd like to run, so. But I got it going on, man. Next year, we're going to be shooting for a championship at Davis, so. And Prairie City, probably. You know, and we'll do the KPX again. I always say I'm not going to race as much, and I raced three different series this year. Man.
Yeah, I think I think for the little guy over here, this is probably the most he's ever raced in his short career, right? Probably, yeah.
Right.
We went hard at it this year, man. I mean, all the kid cart dudes kind of stepped the game up, I think. Like, I know all of us were freaking going and testing at tracks and being idiots and driving through the night to Southern California and doing stupid stuff like that. Went pretty hard.
That was a good time, man. That was cool to see you guys down there when we got down there.
I think
it was fun.
We had a span where out of 8 weeks, we raced 7 weeks. I mean, I think we took a week off somewhere in between. We raced 7 weekends out of the 8, and then did like every other weekend or something after that. That was. And like Josh said, I mean, all the other kid car parents were there too, you know. So it just goes to show how much the KPX deal pushes you, I guess you could say.
Yeah, it was cool to get to the different tracks and. I Jesse will be able to go to all the tracks next year and not be lost. You know what I mean? It's like, I think that's pretty cool. It's tough to say. It's hard to say what everybody thought of it. I'm not sure everybody felt the same about it, but it's like, I know we could go to any of those tracks and not be lost. You know, like even with Mason, I think he would be able to go jump in a cadet and run well, or probably, you know, not compete for wins like with those front runners, but I don't think we would be lost, you know.
How old you got to be when you start the junior ones?
You're supposed to be 8. I know, like, for certain series, like, if we were going to get crazy next year, we could basically, we got the approval that we could go run a Scusa with the Micro Swift. But we're obviously not going to do that. We got, you know, kind of other fish to fry, close to home. I think the way it looks right now, with kind of some of the stuff we got going on, we'll definitely be doing some outlaw cart racing. And looks like we're going to hopefully be able to work out a deal with Darcy and Bill Keyes at Prairie City to hopefully get rid of our kid cart and get a new buy a real cadet cart from them and go burn some laps with that Harrell sponsored HPV motor.
Hey, gotta keep that HPV rolling, dude. That's funny. Yeah. That motor came on my first cart I ever bought. Actually, I bought
another cadet
for myself. Yeah, that's how I met you.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
because I had it for sale and you called and someone else was telling me about this guy Josh that I should hook up with and. All of a sudden, you called on this cadet. I think I was like, yeah, like $900, dude. You're like, oh, dude, no, that's like way too much from what I'm used to spend. And I'm like, well, you know what? You can have it. Way back then, I'm like, you know what? How about you just take it? If your kid wants to race it, just take it. I go from 900 to free. How am I doing? I'm not a very good salesman.
That was a good, hey, Scott, good deal. Sold.
Right. But, and then that motor just sat forever, so I'm glad you guys are using it, man. It's fun to see him in that thing. It's fun to see him flying around. Right? How fast do HPVs go? I mean, they got to go 60, 70 miles an hour?
I know they're faster than a junior one. Like, I would say they're probably a few miles faster than a junior one 206, but not too much, to be honest, because I think, like with the blue slide and those things, the reason they picked the blue slide was to kind of let them compete with at the same speed as like the Junior One Comer that used to be real popular. So it was like, oh man, we don't want to go grab a Briggs and go slower than we're going. So it was kind of a good deal on their part to go, well, you can go just as fast with this cheaper motor, and there's not a bunch of select engines like the Comer engines. Jesse knows is
right.
Like you can get special cylinders and different rods and pit, I don't know all the parts, but carburetors. I mean, guys were going to Italy to get Comer engines. You know what I mean? To select through the factory and stuff, from what I heard. So 206 is definitely better.
Are you stoked, Jesse, on the 206? Is that where you're at? You're digging the 206, and that's where you want to stay?
Yeah, we want to jump into the 206 first. You know what I mean? And make sure it's all there, or Jesse's, head is in the game there. And then, you know, we'll try the micro. I mean, we'll go in whatever direction we need to go, I think. But as of right now, yeah, we're going to jump to that 206. And, you know, I think there are only five KPX races next year. So we'll run, like, maybe
yep.
two clubs and whatever KPX got. And hopefully the year after that, depending on how he runs, you know, we'll move forward.
Thanks. He's 8 years old.
He's seven, but yeah, he'll be turning eight in May. I better remember his birthday in May.
You're just done. They kick you out of the kid carts. They're like, no more for you. You got to move on.
Yeah. Right. No, it's time.
Right.
It's time. And like I said earlier, you know, I'm glad. It's weird, but I'm glad. As much as I miss the Comer and, you know, the smell of that two-cycle fuel and everything and
yeah.
the way they sound, I'm serious. I really feel like that Honda, I mean, it helped out a lot as far as, you know, just this guy, you know, these kids having to focus on their lines and you know, and make sure they have a real good run because the motor's not there to save you or help you, right? I mean, I'm Josh is laughing, but he knows – you know, you better have that nice line down because it's tough.
Right.
Yeah,
it's I think the whole program is like that, you know. It's all driver. I mean, it's really all driver and all tuning, you know, how you get your cart tuned. If you don't have a tuned cart, you're not going to be in the front. It's going to be tough.
It was
right,
that was
right.
kind of something that we stumbled on with the kid cart. Like, I mean, people might look at me kind of crazy, but it was like for us it was – we just kept having to free the go-kart up. And like, that was something like towards the end. I think one of the biggest things that I found was as the day went on, especially in the middle of the summer when the tracks got real sticky was, I mean, we were freeing it up. I mean, I even had like I was changing wheels and people were going, what the hell is that guy doing with the kid cart? I mean, you know what I mean? We had to do it to get the speed and also to keep the thing on four wheels because obviously Mason was trying to tip it over all the time. So, yeah, it was different axles and, I mean, front end. I mean, we were messing with pills in the front end. And Jesse knows he knew what I was doing for the most part.
Right. Man, it's weird, I know, but setup was so important. And I'm telling you, we ran the first 2 years with that Comer. Yeah, you know, wind up the front a little bit, do this and that. Where's your rear at? That motor's always going to save you if you have the motor.
Yeah.
And it's just not the case when you have the Honda. I mean, yeah, you got your freaky fast ones out there and all that, but for the most part, you're chasing it all day and you're hoping that it stays that way the next day and it's good enough to get you through. It was like an eye-opener, you know what I mean?
I think it was good too, like with all them kids, it was like, I know like we all kind of had to push each other, you know, like we all got better because there was competition, you know what I mean? It was like, well, I can't just sit here and stare at the thing because they're over there doing something, you know what I mean? It's like,
right.
better do something
right.
to get the thing rolling.
Yeah, no.
Right. I think the biggest thing with Hondas, but I saw you guys as having some, you know, like you got to clean them carbs, keep them carbs just dialed in, huh? That was a big one.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess being the first kind of season of it, like locally, where it was like really competitive, like where everybody was running. Well, for the most part, everybody was running it. It was like everyone's, oh, you never have to touch it. You just put the thing on and go. And we're going, yeah, right. Like,
yeah, right.
There'd be times
yeah.
where you'd hit the gas and the thing would die, you know? And I'm going, what the hell? Like, Harrell seen me thrash at freaking Santa Maria trying to, like, going, what? Got three engines here, none of them run. Come on. So we got home and I cleaned every single carburetor out and ran them in the garage. And I'm like, you got to be shitting me this whole time. It's been dirty carbs. Yeah, I mean, that was the biggest thing. I mean, for maintenance, we would take the carb off, clean it out real good. I would clean the clutch, put it back together, and the thing would run really good.
Right.
And I think that's good, too, for, like, new people getting in. You gotta get your hands dirty. You can't be scared to take the thing apart, or you're just going to be sitting there sitting on your hands, which obviously that ain't part of this game.
Yeah, because you won't be going forward, that's for sure. And that's what everyone else is doing, is going forward, you know. But, all right, you guys. I'm really glad you called in, Josh. Mason and Jess, we still got the kids here. We kind of took over and forgot about the kids. We've got any of them here still? Or?
My kids talk too much. I'm glad he ain't here.
I can't get him to talk at all. What do you mean? He hasn't been on the show once. I've been trying to get Mason on the show forever. He is not having
it. Send you a bill. Send you a invoice or something for an appearance.
It's good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, we missed Mason this week, and that would have been fun, man.
Yeah, we'll get going again, man. It's just we went way too hard. We got burned out. We got one. It's kind of cool that we did something a little bit different too, man. I'll be honest. It's like, I had to break the cycle, I think, you know, on accident, really. But we got too crazy with it, and you guys kind of know the kind of the luck we were having. And it was like, man, we just take a step back for a while, and hopefully things change a little bit to kind of see how things are going. And we'd like to get back involved, but, you know, I think we're just going to, like I said, get another maybe cadet and practice. I mean, our goal was to get to the dirt, you know, like that was what we wanted to do from day one, really.
Guy.
But yeah, I mean, I love the
dirt.
Asphalt too. We had a blast. Like, I was kind of reminiscing of all the trips we did, like Torino and Santa Maria was probably would not do that again, but do it a little bit more.
Don't call me.
But holy crap!
I said, or not make that decision at 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? I'm lying. If he said, "Dude, we're going. You want to go?" I'd go. You know what? Come get me. I would go.
Yeah.
I would definitely go, because just the making memories part of that. You know what I mean? Just the memories of that, you know, that's a lifetime memories that you only get to do every once in a while. And man, I really, you know, I appreciate that phone call, right? Actually, you know, it's like, I wouldn't want it any other way, you know, 4 a.m. leaving and driving back, happen to be at work the next day. And we're driving at 2 a.m, 3 a.m. still. It was just insane. It really was. It was
give your hotel room away. That was great.
Yeah.
And you know, the crazy part is I knew Josh was coming the whole time.
I didn't know.
He told me a month before, nah, we're not going to make that trip. And I'm like, yeah, I think you are, you know. Nice to you know. He was there. Good stuff.
That was a good time, man. It was. It was a good experience. You know, it was
A for effort,
trip.
But we sucked.
But you know what? That's okay. That's part of it. You know what I mean? That's part of a learning, you know, what we got to do and what to expect next time. And, I mean, you got
to
get that experience.
I knew what
you know,
to expect. That was what I was stupid about. It was like I've been done that how many different times, and it's like, what do you think you're going to do? I didn't expect to go down there and win it, but I expected to go down there and have a freaking somewhat of a chance, you know what I mean? At least go race with the kids we race with all the time, you know what I mean? We're just like, what the hell are we doing here? Let's change go-karts.
Right.
That'll probably work.
Holy crap.
Let's break out the old Emmick and see what happens.
Swing for the fence.
Oh, I love it.
My Jesse's sweating. I'm going, dude, this is the one here. He's going, oh, shit, what's that idiot doing?
Those are the memories Harrell's talking about right there, you know? It's like
right.
you're always gonna have that, right? Like, can we try to switch a whole cart? Oh man, good stuff.
That's how we used to get down, man. Back when I was working on go karts all the time, it was like, oh, that doesn't work. I remember I think it was Santa Maria. I was down there with Emmick, and Joey's dad was running the team, and we literally went on the track for two laps. I mean, we went through every single clutch, every L&T, every Horseman clutch, every freaking Yamaha engine. I mean, we went two laps and would change engines. Try this clutch, try this pipe, try this flex, try this, try that, try this can, try everything. I mean, we used to work our asses off. So that wasn't anything really new to me. I wasn't really prepared to do that. I was just so happened to be in the trailer, and I'm like, we suck so bad, let's try it out. But yeah, it was fun, man. I'm sure we'll have something like that happen again. That's not the first time I've done it, and I guarantee it won't be the last.
Oh, I love it. You're gonna keep on that Emmick. Is that what you're saying? You're not gonna let that Emmick go?
No, that thing is ready to go. it's a good cart, man. I wish we could get like a lighter kit in it. I guarantee that thing will fly.
It's just a heavy cart?
Yeah, for my heavy kid, it was like, we're running heavy classes. Try it. I was hoping it would free up and go good, but it just wasn't our weekend.
Right. We got Jesse on one end going, dude, eat more cheeseburgers. We need less weight on your cart. And then you got Garrett over here going, dude, eat these carrots. Eat these carrots and celery.
Yeah.
This is what we're having for dinner.
It's easier to get them to eat cheeseburgers, believe me.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
My kid last night goes, I like carrots. I'm almost, for about 5 minutes, and then you're cheeseburger.
I like carrots, Dad. No, you don't.
No, you don't. Want some more carrots with that ranch?
Well,
right.
Thanks for having us on today. It was awesome at Atwater. This guy is gonna have to go to bed for school and all that, but it was fun race, fun track.
Yeah,
hopefully
congratulations to you guys.
Yeah.
Congratulations to both of you.
Yeah, congratulations on the win, and congratulations to Taryn on the championship. That's pretty cool, and all the kids.
Right.
For kicking butt the whole time.
You know, congratulations to every single one of those kids out there and every single one of those parents that put in the time, go to the KPX, go to the club race, that, you know, did what you guys did. And, man, kudos to all of them because you guys, it takes a ton of work, and you guys did it, and it's hard to keep those kids focused for 2 seconds, let alone for a whole weekend of racing, right? So I think you guys all did good.
Heck yeah.
I think a successful season for the first season of KPX.
Bye, Jesse.
Later, Jesse. Congratulations, buddy.
Thank you.
I can't wait to see you. All right. Mason's coming for you next year. Oh, no. You're not going to race Mason next year. You're moving up to the big boy class. Woo, boy, Jesse.
Uh-huh.
You already got a cart, though, huh?
I posted that earlier or the other day. I said moving up to the big boy class, but you know it's big boy and girl class. You know there's fast
right.
boys and fast. Yeah, there's some girls out
no
there.
No doubt.
Guys, both. Yeah, it can be tough. So hopefully we get that
practice in.
See everybody next year.
Nice. Wow. I can't wait. I get kind of bummed at the end of the season. You know, it's like man,
don't be bummed.
I miss
take
all
a break.
The people. I'll take a break for a minute.
Yeah, just I think everybody needs that break.
Right.
All right, guys. Good night.
Bye, Jesse. Later,
okay,
man.
But we'll be in touch, Tom. Thank
you. Night, Mason.
He's out.
He's out. Man, that's awesome. That's Jesse Polito, junior and senior. Man, they worked hard all season, and they ended up with a second in the championship of the KPX. So congratulations to them. Josh Garwood, man, I'd love to see you back out there, bud. I know you guys are taking a little break, but, man, I can't wait to see you guys out there again because you guys are always a force. Right, right. I'd love to see you get some dirt, too. I mean, that's great. Whatever, just keep racing, you know. That's all it's all about. I think the dirt would be fun. It scares me even more because I see how those things crash. But, hey, that's on you. But it scares me, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. We'll see. It's kind of got to end up with a bigger family. It's hard to do all this, you know what I mean? So it's like if we can
right.
do a little bit of this, a little bit of that, like, I have no intentions of racing every weekend ever again or being at the track every weekend ever again. I mean, we want to mix it up, man. It's, you know, I heard that so many times from parents that had come through and you're just like kind of had a warped brain about it. You're just going, man, we got to be there. We got to be there. We got to be there. And truth is, we didn't have to be there all the time. My kid has just as much fun throwing rocks, you know, and I mean, not everyone's case, you know, and I don't encourage anybody to do anything different than they want to do, but we just had to take a little hiatus.
Right, that's good. You guys do what you do, man. You got to do whatever you got to do, you know what I mean? And that's a good thing, you know. It's a good thing for parents to see that. I think that's a good example, Josh, for, you know, other parents to see that, man, maybe pushing my kid too hard, maybe they're not really into it, you know. I see a lot of kids that just they're not watching the other kids race. They're not even paying attention to the racing because they don't even care about racing. They care about playing with their buddies, you know what I mean? And the parents are screaming at them, and they don't even want to be there, but the parents are making them be there. And, you know, it's about the kid, you know what I mean? Don't make it about you, parents, you know? It's still about the kid, you know what I mean? I think that happens quite a bit. So, I mean, good for you for, you know, taking a step back and going, okay, well, maybe we got to try something else, you know? Going, doing some BMX and, you know, doing some basketball, some football, some rest, whatever, you know what I mean? Just broadening the horizons. I'm a firm believer in giving your kid every chance to do whatever it is because you don't know what they excel at. You know, he might be the best baseball player they ever have seen out of a five-year-old in their lifetime. There's never been one that good, but you never know because he never plays baseball, you know what I mean? So give your kid the chance to do it all, you know? If they don't excel at karting, maybe they excel at, you know, I don't know, track and field or something, you know what I mean? It's all that, you know? So
for sure.
I think it's awesome. Good job, bro. And I'm stoked on Mason. Make sure you give Mason a high five because I'm stoked that he came on the show. That was the first.
Yeah, I think since he's done it now, we'll definitely have to get him back on after we get
rolling again. I think we got the cast on for another 2 weeks, and then we should be hitting our first dirt track sessions. We tried to go putt it around a little bit, but he wasn't really fitting there properly, so we got him fitting in a little bit better and should be ready to hammer down here pretty quick.
Gotcha. All right. Well, we're going to play a couple quick commercials, and we'll be right back. But we'll be right back. That's Josh Garwood. That was Jesse Polito. That was Mason Garwood and Jesse Polito, junior and senior. Man, two of the fast kids around, you know what I mean? They're always battling and doing what they do. So congratulations to all of them. Like I say, all the kid cart kids who made it through the season. And it was a successful first kid cart season in the KPX, I'd have to say. So this is Terrell. You're listening to Hump Day with Terrell, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
KPX Karting Championship is coming to a track near you. This organization is focused on growing the sport of karting at the grassroots level on up. All aspects of the series are based and focused around the racer. Come out and support local racing at a track near you. For more information, go to www.kpxracing.com. That's www.kpxracing.com. Nevada Kart Sport, 1220 East Gregg Street, number 17, Sparks, Nevada, 89431. Rodney Rivera has been involved in karting for over 20 years. Rodney does driver coaching and tuning and has won over 15 championships tuning and coaching drivers over the years. Rodney is also a dealer for Burrell, Tony Kart, CRG, and Italian Kart. So for all your karting needs, call Rodney at Nevada Kart Sports. 775-219-4184. That's 775-219-4184.
What up, what up? How we doing out there? We're going to call it a short night tonight. I still got to unload my car and stuff, man. I came home late last night and I was tired. I had to go to work today, so we didn't get her done last night, so we're going to get it done tonight. Man, hump day with Harrell. Appreciate every single one of you guys. I really do. I appreciate all those kids out there and their dedication. You know, we talk about that a lot with Harrell's 2 cents, his dedication, man, and That's where it's at. You got to be dedicated, you know, dedicated to tuning your car, dedicated to your kids. Kids, you got to be dedicated to your parents, man, because they do a lot for you, all right? And if you want to keep getting a lot, you got to give a lot. It's a give and take thing, all right? But definitely, you want to be dedicated. So keep it going. Train this season, you know, do something extra. You know, try a little harder next year. Do something extra that you didn't do this year. You know, be dedicated to it. You know, maybe working out a little bit or trying to get your cardio up a little bit or, you know, just change a little something, all right? So I appreciate every one of you guys, man. We'll see you guys Wednesday. I'm not sure what we're going to do. It's been, it's just us this week. Andy's out hunting, so we're definitely going to call him on Wednesday or try to get a hold of him. And we'll see what happens, all right? I'd like to do a champion day. Man, maybe we can get Jess on here. And well, I don't even know who won the Junior 2 and Junior 1 championship. I don't know. Sorensen's going to come on Wednesday. That's what we're doing. Kai's coming on. So I know we're going to have Kai on Wednesday, and we'll see who else we can get on, all right? So tune in for Kai Sorensen. Man, he crushed it. 2 championships this year. Keeps going fast. He's flying, going places. So have a good rest of your – have a good week. I'll see you guys Wednesday. We'll get through the hump day together. I appreciate all you guys. You guys make my day. You make my show. You're everything to me. So thank you. I appreciate it. And we'll see you guys Wednesday. This is Harrell. It's a hump day with Harrell exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. And when brotherhood comes first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn. And that line is what we reach, so remember me when I'm gone. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're going to be with me for the last ride. Let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go, and every road you take will always lead you home. Oh, it's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come along.